Okay, it's Rav Machshirin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalad. Hamodid es habor bein la'umko bein la'rochvo, harezeh b'chuyutam. If someone was measuring a cistern, so the way you used to measure a cistern was using either your hand or using a reed, and so you were measuring it, and in the course of measuring it, either your hand or your reed got, or the reed got wet. And this water, once it's removed from the well, from the cistern, whether you were measuring the depth of the cistern or the width, is considered b'chiyutan, is considered b'ratzon, and therefore hechshel kabal tumah. We'll explain that in a second. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. These are the words of Tarfon. Rekiva Omer. Rekiva says, however, li'amko b'chiyutan u'l'rachbo ein b'chiyutan. When you're measuring the depth, it is concluded b'chiyutan, but not when you're measuring the width. The reason for the distinction Rekiva makes is because when you're measuring the depth of the water, by definition, you have to put your hand or the reed or whatever you're measuring it with in the water. That's how you measure the depth of something. You have to put it in the water. So that it's going to get wet is understood and a given and automatic in this case. So it's automatically considered beratzon. Even though you don't really want the water, necessarily want the water on your hand or the reed, that's part of the process of measuring. The width, however, technically you don't always need to measure the width of a pool of a cistern. You could put it above the water. Now, the case we're talking about, that they're disputing, is let's say you had a cistern where you had to get wet. The only way to measure the width of it was totally filled. The only way to measure the width was to get wet. In that case, if Tarfon says, well, you know it's going to happen, so therefore, it's considered Mechiyutan's Kibaratzon. Rekiva says, yes, disagrees and says, yes, even though technically here you don't have to, as you hear, you have to, since normally when you measure with you don't have to, we do not consider the water baratzon in this case. And we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, again, that only measuring the depth is considered baratzon mechiyutan, but not the width. That concludes Mishnah Dalet. Okay, now we continue with Mishnah Hey. Pashat yado, o raglo, o kanet labor, leida in yeshbo, mayim in a bechiyutan. Let's say I stretch out my hand, or my foot, or a reed into a cistern to check whether it has water. And I don't know if it has water, so I'm sticking something in there to check. In a bechiyutan. That's not considered bechiyutan. It's not hechshel kabal tumah. Because I actually don't need any water that comes on my hand or anything else. As soon as there is water, I feel water within those things, I don't need it anymore. So the water, as we've noted before, when it's attached to the ground, cannot be hechshel kabal tumah, just by nature of being attached. It's only when it's detached, another question, since as soon as I find out there's water, I don't care anymore, so that water that ends up being detached on that comes on my arm or on my foot or on the reed, I don't care about that water anymore. As soon as I see that there's water, as soon as something hits water in the cistern, I am totally satisfied and right now. I don't care anymore about the water, and therefore it's not considered b'chuyutan. However, if leida kama mayim yeshba reza b'chuyutan, however, if you're trying to figure out how much water there is, then it is considered b'chuyutan, because then you actually have to examine the water afterward. You have to examine the reed, you have to examine your foot afterward, how far down it went, and then for you do care about the water after the fact, even after it's attached, and therefore it's considered satisfied, and therefore it's considered b'chiyutan. Zarak evan labor leidan yesh b'mayim. Let's say I throw a rock into a cistern to see if it has water. Ha nitazin ena b'chiyutan, vesh b'evan tahorin. Let's say I throw a rock into a cistern to find out if it's got water in it. Then the water that splashes, let's say there was water in the cistern, so water splashed out. And likewise, any residue water on that rock are tahor, and tahor means not hechshel kabal tumah, because again, I don't really care at all about the water after the fact. I only care about the water, that about whether there's water in the first place. As soon as that's determined, I don't care anymore, and since the water in the mikveh, in the cistern itself, is it can't be hechshel kabal tumah. After I don't care anymore, then both the water that splashes and the rock are considered tar, meaning they cannot be hechshel, not b'chiyutan, and therefore not hechshel kabal tumah. That concludes Mishnah Hey.